Good afternoon. Well, the weather pattern won't be changing much from what we saw yesterday, as it will be another seasonally cool spring day. Highs today look to reach into the mid to upper 50s, and depending on how warm you get will depend on how much sunlight we catch later in the day. For the most part, we're going to see partly to mostly cloudy skies for the day, and as we work our way into the afternoon, we will continue to see the chance for a few isolated showers to pop up. Depending on cloud cover overnight as well, our temperatures should be mild yet again with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Temperatures look to return to above normal levels with the chance still for a few isolated showers and maybe even a few rumbles of thunder during the afternoon hours tomorrow. We have a more significant chance though for some showers and thunderstorms to arrive Wednesday afternoon with the passage of a strong cold front. The highs on Monday are expected to warm into the upper 50s to a few spots getting into the mid 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, active weather is expected to linger across northern and central Florida, where a front will become nearly stationary. Occasional showers, heavy at times, together with embedded thunderstorms can be expected to continue through Monday. A few storms could turn severe. In addition, flash flooding will be a concern due to upwards of 5 inches of rain forecast to fall across northern and central Florida during the next few days. A marginal risk of excessive rainfall has been issued to highlight the potential hazard. Much of the lower 48 states will experience below average temperatures over the next few days. The only exceptions will be found across southern Florida, New England, and along the west coast, where above normal temperatures remain locked in place. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 93 at Boca Raton and Palm Beach Gardens in Florida to a low of negative 6 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a high near 63. In Boston, mostly cloudy with a high near 58. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 53. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 60, while the normal low is 38. The record high of 90 was set back in 1976, while the record low of 21 was set back in 1875 and tied in 1948. Today's sunrise was at 6:09 a.m. The sun will set at 7:41 p.m. It is a total of 13 hours and 32 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 43 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. We will see the chance for some scattered showers as we get into the early evening time. For the night tonight, those showers look to stick around early on before drying out. We will remain mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies this afternoon as highs reach into the low 60s. We'll be windy at times as well with wind gusts as high as around 20 to 25 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we will see a slight chance of showers early on. Otherwise, we'll stay mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into low 40s and upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at partly sunny skies this afternoon with the chance for some isolated showers as we get into the late afternoon, early evening time. Highs look to reach near the mid to potentially upper 50s. For the night tonight, the chance for a few isolated showers sticks around early on before drying out. We will remain partly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking partly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid 50s. For the night tonight, we will remain partly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid 30s. We will still see a chance for an isolated shower in the late evening time. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are going to see that mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as highs reach into the mid to upper 50s. For the night tonight, we will turn partly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the mid to upper 30s. We could still see a chance for some showers today, but in these spots here, it would be relatively light and isolated. Region-wide for tomorrow, we will continue to see the chance for some isolated showers in the afternoon time. Otherwise, we can expect partly sunny skies with highs into the low 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.